Welcome, everybody, to Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is October 29, 2016, and we're here live at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. And, man, we're down here in the arena section as compared to the upper level, and lots of vendors, lots of product, lots of people. I mean, I'm just looking at the whole entire layout here, and if you need it, it's here. Come on out to the Bell County Expo Center. Come down to the arena area. You'll have to come to the back side of the building, and you'll see the signs for the gun show. Just follow the signs. All three sections of the building are being occupied, so we're down in the lower part of it, the arena. We'd love to see you. We've got the booth here set up. This time, though, is a little different, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps booth set up. We've got the bar set up to show everybody what it entails for a mobile bartender to do your corporate event, your weddings, parties, birthdays, whatever we've got here. So come out, check it out, see, it's pretty cool, and we'll give you some information. We've got a lot lined up for today's show, but once again, at the Bell County Expo Center, the Real Gun Show, that's where we're going to be at here for the radio show for the next 2 hours. I'll be here all day, so come on out and say hi to us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know this time of the year, in this year, there's a lot going on, and we're talking elections, the whole works, and, you know, I'm watching the news and studying and reviewing and getting opinions and talking to people, and, of course, it's time for Matt's weekly opinion piece, and I entitled this Timing, sponsored by A&C Firearms, and Heidenhammer is the Awesome Henry LR308. LR stands for Long Range. If you want this rifle, A&C has it right now, and it's not going to last long. It's a beautiful rifle made by Henry. Lever action. Call 254-983-4417. Now, in my gun training demo, I'm going to have two more pre-recorded segments covering magazine problems with your firearm and then how to load a pistol magazine. Those are great things you need to know. And those pre-recorded segments will give you some answers on that. Plus, we also do our training courses, our seminars. And just to mention, too, on November 12th, Saturday at 2 o'clock, we have another license to carry class. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the license to carry page and sign up there. And $60 for new persons and people who already have a license and just want a refresher course, it's $40. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at the shop. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com or just go directly to the website at aaronsgunshop.com. Now, as always, our very own voice of law enforcement, Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon, will give us his wisdom and expertise of different aspects of life in our community. So he's a plethora of information. I always say it, and he is. It's true. He's been around for a long time doing this, and when you do it that long, you do it that well, you get to learn a lot of things. Now, all during the show, I may have people in and out while we're here live at the Expo Center, the Real Gun Show, so be prepared for that. And if I have time, I'll even do a WTF moment, a what the F moment. And this one that I have, it's a doozy. And you'll probably nod your head in agreement once you hear it. So, without further delay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into our first segment, and that's License to Carry. Now, I get many phone calls with potential new students wanting to know if they are eligible to get a license to carry. In most cases, they are. But if you're not sure, I'm going to read to you now the Texas State License to Carry eligibility requirements. I'm not an attorney, so if you have legal issues, discuss those with your attorney. I'm going to read each one briefly, and if you need further detail on what you want to know about the particular eligibility requirements, just go to the DPS website and look up License to Carry eligibility, and they'll have the whole list there for you and be in more detail and in depth. Okay? So let me grab the sheet. I believe there's 14 of them. Let me check here real quick to confirm it. Pretty confident that there's 14. Let's see here. We've got 3 pages worth. Yeah, 14 of them. So let's start with our eligibility requirements. Certain eligibility requirements must be satisfied before a person is issued a license to carry. And from now on, we call it a LTC by the state of Texas. Number one, you must be a legal resident of Texas or otherwise be eligible under 411.173A. A legal resident of another state who meets the eligibility criteria other than residency may obtain a non-resident concealed handgun license. They must take the class in Texas. They will have to undergo the same background checks as Texas residents to ensure eligibility. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, You must be at least 21 years of age. A person under the age of 21 may take the proficiency course, but must be 21 before submitting an application to the department. And it's like, if you're within 6 months of your 21st birthday, you can start doing all this stuff, but you can't submit it to the state until you're 21. Now, the exception to that would be military personnel. If you're like 18 years of age, you can do this. The funny thing about it is you can't legally buy a handgun, but you can carry one. You can possess one, but you can't really go buy one and own one. It's crazy. Number three, you must not have been convicted of a felony. A felony conviction makes an individual ineligible for a license to carry. A person with deferred adjudication probation for a felony offense that is not a Title V offense or Chapter 29 Penal Code offense is not eligible for a period of 10 years. Now, I'm doing this off the top of my head. Title V and Chapter 29, I think those are like the heinous ones, like kidnapping, rape, the severe things. Even if you have those on your records, forget about it. You're not going to be able to get a license, and for good reason. See here, number four. You must not be currently charged with the commission of a felony or a Class A or B misdemeanor or an equivalent offense or an offense under Section 42.1 of the Penal Code, Disorderly Conduct. A person who has charges pending is not eligible for a license to carry. They should wait to apply until the charges are dismissed, assuming they are otherwise eligible at that time. Number five, you must not be a fugitive from justice for a felony or a Class A or B misdemeanor or equivalent offense. This could apply to a person who skipped a court date or to a person who fails to comply with the terms of a court order. Number six, you must not be a chemically dependent person. A person with two convictions within the 10-year period of preceding the date of application for offenses Class B or greater involving the use of alcohol or controlled substance is ineligible as a chemically dependent person. Let me clarify that. Let me give you one example. Let's say you get two DWIs within 10 years. They consider you chemically dependent for purposes you can't get your license. And Aubrey, we're going to be done in about 5 minutes, and we'll get you on here. We're going to have Aubrey, the producer of the show, talking to you, tell you all the different things that are happening here, where we're located. But let me finish up our list here. Number seven, you must not be incapable of exercising sound judgment with respect to the proper use and storage of a handgun. Number eight, you must not have been convicted in the 5 years before the date of application of a Class A or B misdemeanor, an equivalent offense, or offense under Section 42.1 of the Penal Code, disorderly conduct, or an equivalent offense. Number nine, you must be fully qualified under federal and state law to purchase a handgun. Number 10, you must not have been finally determined to be delinquent in the making of child support payments administered or collected by the Attorney General. A person must clear up all delinquency in paying court-ordered child support before applying for a license to carry. 11, you must not have been finally determined to be delinquent in the payment of taxes, fees, fines collected by the comptroller, state treasurer, tax collector of a political subdivision, alcohol and beverage commission, or any other agency or subdivision. The person must clear up any tax delinquencies before applying for a license to carry. You must not be currently restricted under a protective order or restraining order affecting the spouse or relationship. If a person's spouse or ex-spouse has a protective or restraining order against the person, even an agreed order, then the applicant must wait until the order expires before applying for a license to carry. 13. You must not have been adjudicated as having engaged in delinquent conduct violating a felony-grade law within 10 years of the date of application. And 14. You must not have made any material misrepresentation or failed to disclose any material fact in an application. If a person fails to include something on an application or request that was required to be listed, the individual is not eligible for a license and the application will be denied or the license will be revoked if DPS discovers the misrepresentation after it's been issued. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's the 14 eligibility requirements. Let's get Aubrey over here. Aubrey, why don't you get ready, buddy? And we're going to get him some headset so we can talk to him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting Aubrey Sanders here now. The producer of The Real Gun Show. We're going to get him on the air for a couple minutes here. He's going to tell us what's going on. We've got a couple of adjustments. Aubrey, I prepped them by telling them that there's a bunch of stuff going on here at the Expo Center, and we're down here in the arena. Why don't you tell what's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you, Aubrey Sanders. Aubrey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great today. We're doing good. They have a donkey show up in the main show barn up there, and then they've got a pool tournament going on in the other building. So we're down in the arena of the dome for the first time.
And I'll tell you what, it's pretty comfortable. It's kind of cool down here, too.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a little hard to get to. You have to walk down the hill to get to it, but it's well worth it. got a great, you know, great show. And the if you ever want to see what the entertainers look at while you're down here looking at them.
What do they call this, the Dome? Or yeah, the Geodome or something?
Yeah, well, it's called the Garth Arena. But it's a big aluminum geodesic dome down here at the Expo Center. But we've got a, good full show. We got a little bit of something for everybody. All kinds of guns, knives. Actually, we have a couple of boats out here, new boats from one of the local dealers.
Noticing a lot of things. Like, you know, it's not a lot of dealers who have just got the same type of guns over and over again. There's a lot of different stuff here. Used guns, new guns, interesting guns. All sorts of stuff.
Every type of gun you, for just about any type of purpose you need. We don't, of course, I don't have any Class 3 automatics, but you know we don't need those down here. But you know, we widened the parameters of the gun and knife show to include outdoor activities. Like I said, we're getting a little bit for everybody.
Now, Aubrey, what's the price for entry?
Be $8 to get in. Groups four more get $2 off of admission. It's got free parking.
Fantastic. And we got free calendars until the supplies end at the
ticket gun check-in.
There's a couple months left on the calendars, but what the heck. You know, they're free. When you come on in, just take one, throw darts at it. I don't care what you do with it, but it's free for the taking. And we're going to be here for pretty much all day, and so we look forward to seeing everybody coming out here. Aubrey, is there anything else we got
to... we're here till 5 o'clock today and then 10 to 4 tomorrow. Like I said, free parking. Got like, you know, good clean environment to bring the whole family out to. Come on out and see us.
Sounds great. Fantastic. You heard it from the horse's mouth, Aubrey Sanders. That's this is the place to be right now. So come on out to the Bell County Expo Center in the arena area. So what they're going to have to do is come all the way to the back of the building,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, back of the dome. And we've got signs directing because it's a little bit unusual. But I didn't want to take a chance somebody falling down the steps, you know, walking down the... on the concourse.
So. And there's plenty of parking too, everybody, so come on out and check it out.
There's no reason not to.
Fantastic.
All
Aubrey, right. It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Matt.
All
have
right.
A good one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Aubrey Sanders, and great guy. A lot of things going on down here, so come check it out. Now let me move on here to our NRA segment of the program. In this section, I'm going to read to you actually the whole page from November 2016. And I know it's still October, but NRA is ahead of themselves, I guess, so it's November issue. I'm going to just read it to you and give you on-the-spot commentary when it comes to the Armed Citizens column here. The first one goes as follows. You're never really too old to defend yourself. In East Point, Michigan, a 91-year-old man was getting out of his car outside of a pharmacy when he noticed a man approaching him in a threatening manner. The Armed Citizen declared that he was a permit holder. He waited in his car until the stranger disappeared, but when he got out a little while later to enter the store, the assailant came toward him and raised a weapon over his head at the older man. Warning the miscreant that he was armed, the 91-year-old pulled out his .38 special chambered revolver from his side and opened fire, striking the attacker in the neck. It doesn't have to be a gun or a knife, said Eric Kaiser, East Point Deputy Police Chief. The suspect had a piece of metal fashioned as a weapon. The Armed Citizen felt his life was in danger. The suspect was transported to the area hospital and was later charged. What do you say to that? The guy tried to avoid trouble. He stayed in his car, waited for the guy to go away. All of a sudden, he comes out, and there that guy pops up again with a weapon. Anything can be a weapon if it's directed towards you. So I think he did a good job in defending himself. All right, story number two. An assailant in West Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, lost his life after attacking his ex-girlfriend. The man tried to enter the residence through a downstairs kitchen window. Not one to stand by idly, the woman's new boyfriend pushed the attacker back through the window and temporarily kept him at bay. Undeterred, the assailant made his way up the second floor bedroom window and successfully entered the home that way. The woman attempted to defend the home and got into an altercation with him. Her current boyfriend came to her defense, pulling a gun and firing a single shot at the intruder. Officers arrived and the injured attacker was transported to the local hospital where he later died. Don't break in people's houses, people, especially if they got a gun and they're ready to defend themselves. I mean, there's better ways to do things. So, once again, I applaud that individual for defending themselves. Story number three, sleeping on the job gave a store manager the element of surprise so he could take down a bad guy. As closing time was approaching, a manager at a local supermarket in Waterloo, Iowa, decided to take a short nap behind a counter in a store while another employee worked the customers. The manager was awakened by loud talking and heard repeated demands of "give me money." Looking up, the manager saw a male intruder who was pointing a gun at the store clerk. He didn't see me before. When he saw me, he pointed the gun to me and said, "Don't move." The manager recalled in a news interview. As the gunman turned his attention back to the clerk, the manager reached for a 9mm Luger semi-automatic he had stowed. The bad guy and the manager exchanged fire with a bullet striking the troublemaker. The intruder then fled. Police later found and arrested the suspect. I'm not going to promote sleeping on the job, but for this store manager, it seemed to work and gave him the element of surprise. What I would suggest doing is keeping the weapon on your person at all times, excuse me, and know how to draw it quickly if you need it. Next story. In Oregon, a 15-year-old boy taught a home intruder a lesson. The boy was home alone when he heard someone enter the abode. The teen retrieved a shotgun. When he saw the intruder, he fired a shot and hit the man in the leg. The juvenile was in fear for his safety. My initial conclusion is that the shooting was justifiable use of force, said District Attorney Paul Frazier. Now, if you remember the story from last week, some kid's getting beat up, strangled, and threatened, and he comes running out of the night with a knife to stop this guy, and he's being charged with excessive force. I mean, it makes no sense. So this guy knows what he's talking about. Next story. One criminal paid the price for messing with a mother's son. After a recent attempted robbery in Augusta, Georgia, one Sunday, two men with crowbars entered a Subway restaurant. When the two men began to act suspiciously, the employee behind the counter went to retrieve a firearm from her purse. After one of the alleged robbers struck her 14-year-old son, you don't do that. You just don't do that. You don't hit a mother's child. Who was standing behind the counter in the back of the head, the armed citizen opened fire and put two rounds into one of the assailants. The owner of the franchise said he supported his employees. Listen up, employers. Listen up. The owner of the franchise said he supported his employees' rights to carry a firearm for defensive purposes. The suspect who was shot dead, the suspect was shot dead, and police later apprehended his alleged accomplice. Business owners, I'm telling you, don't restrict your people. I said it. I mean it. I highly recommend you do that. You're going to do what you want, but I'm telling you, one day you're going to gnash your teeth wishing that you had a gun there when you could have used one. Okay, last story. A good Samaritan came to the aid of a neighbor during a domestic dispute that ended in the death of the aggressor. In Gonzales, Louisiana, a man in his home heard people arguing outside. He went out to investigate. The neighbor approached the two people, a man and a woman, who were arguing and was accosted by the male. The instigator pointed a handgun at the good Samaritan, who in turn drew his own firearm and shot. When police officers arrived, they determined that the man who had been arguing with the woman was dead. They determined that he was dead. Okay. The police said the charges would not be filed against the armed citizen, saying he ended a dispute that might have led to the death of the woman. So there you go. Real stories. And the reason I like to read these is because these are people under stress situation. The adrenaline's flowing, and you can get to learn what people may do naturally or may fail to do. And you can study these things and put them in your programming, your mental programming and your training, so that when, God forbid, a situation like this ever happens, you'll know how to defend yourself and how to act properly and respond correctly. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's October 29, 2016, and we're here live at the Bell County Expo Center at the Real Gun Show. And if you didn't hear the beginning of the program, we're down in the arena area. The entire building is occupied with different events. And we're down here. It's nice and open and airy, and there's lots of guns, different varieties of guns, different accessories. I'm looking at a cannon over here that is just awesome looking. This guy comes in here all the time with his cannons, different configurations, and you need to come out and check it out. It's one of these little portable things, and it works. It's fantastic, so come on out and check it out. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're on our pep section. Trey, if you're hearing me, we're going to get ready with our pre-recorded segment here, and it's going to be covering... what's the best handgun for you? And I'm going to just talk about different things that you want to look for or ask yourself, because there's so many different guns out there. You can literally find the gun that is perfect for you, an extension of your body. If you have to pick up a gun and adjust it or finagle with it so that you get a grip, it's really not good. Now, if that's the only gun that you have, by all means, you master the gun you have. But if you're fortunate enough and you got enough money to burn, or you're just able to shop around, trade something to find a gun that works best for you, you got to know some of the tricks on finding the best gun. So, Trey, with no further ado, I'm going to fade out and let you go ahead and play that pre-recorded segment, which is going to be the best handgun for you.
I'm going to move on now to my gun training demo. This too will be up in a video. Getting the proper grip. Selecting the proper handgun for yourself is an extremely important and very personal. Doing the best you can with the money you have, you want to get the best pistol your money can buy. And there's many factors to know before buying a handgun that a clerk may not know. It is important and imperative to go to someone who can personally help you to select the handgun that's right for you. Now, here are some things that you need to know about selecting a handgun. I'm going to read it to you, but I want to show you in the video. I have this card, as you can see in the video, that we talk to people about. And it's going to have all the things that I'm talking to you about right now. Things you need to know before you buy a gun. Action types. What are action types? Trigger resets. The weight of the gun. Do you want in a single or a double stack? Size of the gun depending on its purpose. Size of your palms. Length of your fingers. Ability to work the slide. What caliber do you want? What kind of sights? Do you want an idiot gun or one that has safeties on it? I don't mean idiot, you're an idiot. I mean idiot, just pick it up and pull the trigger. One that's not an idiot gun, somehow you have to manipulate it to take the safety off or get it up and running. And then finally, what's your attitude about handling the gun? How many clerks are going to ask you those questions? I've been doing this for a long time. I know what I'm doing. You come to me, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to look at your hands. I'm going to talk to you, and you're going to answer your own questions. I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to answer them, and you're going to end up picking the right gun that's for you based on the answers that you give. I'm not really telling you. You're telling yourself. You just have to be asked the right questions. Now that we mentioned the things you need to know, let me show you how to hold your handgun once you find the gun that's right for you. And when it comes to self-defense shooting, I can't emphasize enough how important the proper grip is. The grip is so important that, in my opinion, it surpasses the importance of the front sight. The front sight is extremely important, but in fast shooting, the proper grip is what makes the difference between success and failure. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to show you the proper grip here. If you go to the video, you're going to have to listen to me right now, but if you go to the video, aaronsgunshop.com, go to the video page, and you'll see this video come up, or it'll be on YouTube, whatever. So just go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the video page, and you can link on to all my other videos as well. First thing we do when we get a handgun is to check to make sure it's not loaded. Obviously, I've got a simulated gun here, but I'm going to go through the motions. Taking out the magazine. Okay, magazine's empty. Simulating pulling the slide to the rear. Nothing in the chamber. Okay. The first thing we're going to do, and I'm going to burn up the rest of the clock doing this, so let's do it. On the back part of the gun where it's kind of curved is called a beaver tail. Between your index finger and your thumb, the little web part of your hand, that's the web of your hand. Those two get together, and you go put those two together as high up on the gun as you can. The bottom three fingers will wrap around the gun, and the trigger finger stays extended off the trigger. Never, ever put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to shoot the gun. Okay, that's basically how it looks there. If the gun is crooked in your hand like this in the video, and I go to point at you, I'm looking at you, and the gun's not pointing at you, it's going to go off somewhere. That is why it is so important when you grab this weapon to have it centered in your hand straight, so that when you look and you point, the gun is pointed in straight line of what you're looking at. So whatever I'm looking at, I'm going to call it the 12 o'clock position. The gun should be pointing at the 12 o'clock position, not at 10, 11, 1, or 2. It should be at 12 o'clock. So the grip is absolutely important. If you'll notice in this video, it's straight up and down, makes a straight line to my elbow. People ask me here, hey, Matt, do you shoot one hand or two hands? I go, well, it all depends on the situation. If I'm being aggressed upon from an oblique angle and I've got to pull the weapon out of my holster on an angle, I'm going to take the weapon out of the holster with one hand, take aim at the threat, and if I have to, take the shot. If not, I'm going to scan. I'm going to break out of the tunnel vision, and I'm going to put the second hand on it and see who else is trying to hurt me. So this is where the second hand comes in. Pay attention to the video. You'll notice the piece of the puzzle that's missing right here. When you hold the gun with your strong hand, on the opposite side of the gun, there's a gap between your fingertips and the palm of your hand. We call that the puzzle piece that's missing. On your weak hand, the thumb kind of looks like a chicken leg. This part of it looks like a chicken leg. That's the puzzle piece that's missing. The base of your thumb is going to fit in at the base of that puzzle piece that's missing. Your submissive hand thumb will be underneath the dominant thumb. And if you look at it in the video, you'll notice that all fingers are pointed towards the muzzle. They're not pointed up, out, They're pointed down. And if the fingertips of the thumb and the the thumb and the index finger of the other hand are lined up, those are your markers. So if you can pick up the gun every time and do that at the same time, that means the shot's going to take place on the target pretty much the same place all the time. Now, this is kind of hard to show on a video here the way I'm doing it, but if you want to learn this really well, I mean exceedingly well, take the seminar March 13th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, gets over at 6 in the evening, includes a barbecue lunch, and it also includes the LTC class. So you get a combo class for the same price. But that is a quick version as to how to grip the gun. You always want to make sure the gun is straight in your hand, not crooked. You want it straight in your hand, proper grip, so there's even pressure all the way around.
But once again, it's the quality of the holster that WRB Sales makes, and the price that it's at makes it an excellent holster to do. So that's what I'm telling you. Before you go buy a holster, go to WRBSales.com. Check it out. Check them out. See what they've got to offer. And there's probably something there for everybody. Just check out bags, holsters, mag pouches, rugs. There's just too much stuff to explain. So WRBSales.com. They're a sponsor of the program. They've been very faithful and supportive, and I ask that you support them as well. It'd be different if they didn't have quality, but they got quality products that are functional. They work every time they're used. A lot of their products have been actual combat duty. They hold up very well. And don't forget to look up the Special Forces holsters, the HARP holsters, the SOB bags, quad case bags, all sorts of things there for whatever you need. So check them out, and I'm sure you'll be pleased, and tell them we sent you. Okay, moving on. We have a product here for a product spotlight that is awesome. I actually put my hands on it. Everybody is familiar with the Henry rifle, Henry lever action rifle 22s. Well, these things, everybody loves them. They're made fantastic, walnut, the whole works. And I go into ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer. Arch Kuntz, the owner of ANC Firearms, another one of our sponsors. And I was talking to actually Clint. And I said, Clint, you got anything new and special? He goes, look over there. And he points me over to the Henry, and I pick it up. It's the Henry 308 lever action, LR. LR stands for long range. And it is an incredibly nice gun. It's very beautiful. And I'm going to read to you from an article, but it's Henry's website talking about the 308 LR rifle. And man, I got a picture of it here, and it's just gorgeous. So let me read to you. And if you're looking for one of these guns, you need to go now. He's got one right there on the shelf. It's going to go fast. But let me read to you what they say about it. Now, while custard demand has been strong, we've taken on other market segments with the expansion of our centerfire lines in both handgun and classic rifle calibers, like the 30-30 and the 45-70 government. And you've told us you've liked the results. We made the Henry name very familiar in the lever action game, and we're not slowing down now. Hauling out the trumpets, brand spanking new for 2016 and a total departure from where we've been so far, meet our first entry into the long-range hunting arena. The Henry Repeating Arms Long Ranger, not the Lone Ranger, but the Long Ranger. Recognizing that the lever action is more than ever alive and well on the hunt, and that many customers need more distance, we developed the Henry Long Ranger in .223 Remington, .243 Winchester, and .308 Winchester, stretching the envelope in a design that takes the hunt to the fur and popular calibers at longer distances. Definitely not your grandpa's Henry. The Long Ranger retains traditional lever action operation with exposed hammer and forged steel lever, but updates with a geared action that drives a machined and chrome steel bolt with a six-lug rotary head into the rear extension of the barrel for a strong and consistent lockup from shot to shot to shot. With side ejection and lightweight aerospace alloy receiver, the top is drilled and tapped for scope mounts, and the bottom features a steel-bodied flush-fit detachable magazine. It's a 5-round capacity in .243 and a 4-round in .243 or .308. With steel foreplate and blackened steel release button on the right side of the receiver. All behind a 20-inch round blue free-floated sporter barrel and supported by a two-piece oil-finished American walnut stock with precise laser-cut checkering, sling swivel studs, and a solid black rubber recoil pad for both recoil control and non-slip anchoring on the shoulder for the rapid follow-up shots where lever actions excel. Now, we don't expect you to miss with this rifle, but if you do, second shot coming right up. Like other center fires, the Long Ranger carries on in the hammer sliding transfer... Like other center fires, the Long Ranger carries on the in-hammer sliding transfer bar as a safety in lieu of a manual safety button or slider that can be hard to operate with gloves. Accurate? You bet. This is the best in-class lever gun that leaves many bolt actions in the dust. If you've ever passed up a lever in favor of a bolt because of accuracy doubts, then doubt no longer. We didn't pick up the Long Ranger name out of a hat. If you need a tight shooter that'll reach out there, this rifle delivers. From coyote to white-tailed deer, the new Long Ranger is logical evolution in lever action technology, America's contribution to the classic firearms design. And it has you covered from hardwood forest to sagebrush flat in a trim, quick handling, and dependable 7-round rifle you'll be happy to reach for as you head out the door. We've upped our hunting ante. Time for you to do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an awesome rifle. You pick it up, it's a quick pointer. It's not heavy at all. It's balanced perfectly. It looks beautiful. And ANC Firearms is sponsored for our product spotlight segment here on the radio show. Has one on the shelf right now. Give them a call, 254-983-4417. And don't get in a wreck trying to beat the other guy because it's not going to last long. 254-983-4417. Talk to Arch, Clint, Mike, Dennis. One of the guys there, they'll square you away, and you will be totally happy with this rifle. I was extremely impressed. I'm looking at it here on the picture again. It's just a beautiful-looking rifle. So check it out. ANC Firearms product spotlight is the LR-308 by Henry. Henry Manufacturing Arms. Great gun. Check it out. Okay, we're going to take another break. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, once again, a couple pre-recorded segments, magazine problems with your firearm, and how to load a pistol magazine. So here we go. This gun training demo is extremely important because understanding how things work helps you solve problems. We're going to be talking about the magazine follower slide stop engagement. And what I have here is my trusty little 1911 New Agent that was engraved for me personally by Sean McVicker. He's an awesome master engraver. And we're going to get him back on here again to show you this thing and talk about some more of what he does. But the first thing we're going to do is check our weapon to make sure it's not loaded. I have in it two dummy rounds in the magazines for purposes of this demonstration. So these are fake. These are no good. I'm going to check the chamber, and the chamber is clear. This weapon is safe, ready to go. Now, why and how does the slide lock to the rear after the last shot is fired? Well, there's a magazine follower inside the mag. First, I'm going to show on video. I'm going to load the weapon with these dummy rounds. Rack the slide. It's now chambered. I fire the gun. Boom. First shell comes out. The next shell feeds in, the slide's forward. I'm going to fire one more time. Boom, shell comes out. Oh my gosh, the slide locked to the rear. Why does it do that? What causes it to do that? Let's take the magazine out of the gun and let's look and see what the magazine consists of. We got the butt pad of the mag, which is on the bottom. We've got the metal magazine itself, the shell of the magazine. Inside the magazine is a spring. And then on top of that spring being held inside by the lips of the mag is the magazine follower. What a magazine follower is either a plastic or metal piece that the first cartridge when you go to load the magazine rests on. And if you'll notice, I don't know if you can see in this video or not, but there's a little step on that follower. You got the part where the cartridge rests on, and right below it is a little step. Well, when you put the first cartridge in there, you're going to notice something. When I put the first cartridge in, that step goes away. It goes inside of the magazine. It doesn't touch anything. It's not visible. You can't see it. If we go to the gun, all guns are different. In the sense, all different types of guns are different from the other one. So in other words, you have one magazine stop looking one way. Another gun can have a magazine stop looking the other way. But in general, they do the same thing. On a 1911, my magazine slide stop is right here. On the inside, there's a little nub that sticks out. So what happens is when the last round is fired, the slide comes to the rear. It takes out the old empty cartridge, and it wants to put in a brand new cartridge. But that cartridge is not there because the gun is empty. So what happens is that follower pops up. It touches the inside of my magazine. My slide stop touches the inside of my slide stop and pushes it up. So when the slide comes to the rear, When it comes to the rear, that slide stop is being pushed in an upward position, and when it comes forward, it locks itself into the notch on the slide and says, hey, I'm out of ammo. Okay? Slide stop, or a magazine follower, slide stop engagement. If those two don't work all the time, you've probably got a problem with your magazine follower. Almost every magazine that I see, there's some out there that don't have this, or they don't have the function of locking the slide to the rear, but 99% of them do. They have a step. And if you have a magazine follower that's plastic and you've been using it for a long time, that step may have a tendency to get beaten down. And when it gets beat down and it's time to work, when it's the last shot fired and the magazine follower pops up, it may not have that shape. And if it doesn't have the proper shape, it may not engage the inside of your slide stop, which then in turn will cause the last shot to be fired, but the slide goes forward. So you really don't know if the gun's loaded or not. That's the one downfall of it. So it's not that you can't use the gun with a bad follower. The problem is you don't know if there's the gun is empty. So if you're in a firefight for some reason and you lost count or your rounds and you shoot and you think you still got a round in the chamber but the slide's forward and it's empty, you're in a lot of trouble. So what's nice is to make sure that your magazine follower engages the inside of your slide stop and locks the slide to the rear. One other comment. From time to time, your magazine follower will not do its job. You know what happens? From time to time, the magazine follower doesn't do its job. The thing I'm worried about is when the magazine follower doesn't do its job every time. That's when you know you got a problem with the magazine follower or you've got something wrong with your slide stop on the inside. It's usually 95% of the time the magazine follower. So check that out the next time you're shooting. If you're having a problem and you have multiple mags, check it out the one mag that's messing up. Take it out, put in another mag, and if it fixes the problem, you know it was the magazine that was causing the problem. Magazine follower slide stop engagement. This gun training demo, it's how to load a pistol magazine. Now, you would think it would be easy, but many people have a very difficult time loading a magazine for a handgun. Usually, it's women or persons with weak hands. And I don't mean anything against you ladies, but that's just the case. That's what I say. Or persons who are novices at shooting in general. It's okay, though, because there is a answer for each category of person who cannot easily load a handgun magazine. There's a few different aspects as to why it is difficult. So let's go over those, then fix it. Let's figure out what the problem is, and let's figure out how to fix it. We've already touched on the weak hands and limited skills, but there are more reasons why handgun magazines can be hard to load. Number one, the magazine is brand new and the spring in the magazine is very strong and not broken in yet. Two, the follower is of an awkward design which makes the magazine hard to load at times. Number three, the magazine's lips, quote, in quotes, which keep the ammo from popping back out, have sharp edges or are pointy and hurt your fingers when loading. Number four, some people wish to load the ammunition into the magazine backwards, which can make it difficult to load. And I'm trying to be nice on that one. Yeah, novices, first-timers, I can understand what happens. But it's very difficult to load it that way. And then if you even do get it in the gun, it's going to cause you major problems. So we'll talk about that. And then number five, improper grip on the magazine and improper use of your fingers and support hand. Now that I've listed some reasons as to why it's hard to load a handgun magazine for some people, let me explain to you how we can overcome those challenges. The first one here is the old tried and true method of breaking in a magazine spring, the magazine spring that pushes up the cartridges, is to load the magazine to full capacity and to leave it loaded. The spring will learn what it has to do and how tough it has to be to make the magazine function properly and to make it easier for you to load in the future. If you have a magazine follower that is shaped funny, what you need to do is learn the easiest way to load the first round. After the first round, the rest should become easy because then the cartridge is just more level than when you're looking at the follower itself. And I'll be showing these in just a second. You learn that by trial and error, by the way. And then I'll tell you what, I've got the high-capacity magazine here. If you're looking in the video right now, I've got two magazines. One is a single stack, and the other is a high-capacity mag. The single stack mag, for those of you who can't see this video and has some familiarization with handguns, it's where when you go to load the magazine, you put the cartridge on the first on the follower, and then you put the other cartridge right on top of that, and right on top of that, right on top of that. It's a single stack. If you were to look at it, it'd be one on top of the other. The high-capacity mag has a slanted follower. So when you go to put the first round in, it pushes down, and then the next round will go a little bit off on an angle. It kind of zigzags back and forth in the magazine so it'll fit. And if you look at this Glock magazine, you'll see all the holes in the back. As the more cartridges are put into the magazine, they zigzag, and you'll get to see the brass or the silver from the aluminum or the steel-cased ammo poking through the holes to tell you how many rounds you have in the magazine. But they stagger back and forth. Now, in my bag here, hold on 1 second. Paul? You're doing a great job over there as I get my fake bullets. Here we go. I've got some dummy rounds here for 9mm, and I'm going to put them in a single-stack magazine on the video so you can see what I'm talking about. On the top of the magazine, we have what we call the magazine lips. Those lips hold the cartridge in from popping out. But the best way to put the first cartridge in and cartridges in after that is by grabbing the magazine and putting your thumb up and over the top with your tip of your thumb in line with the edge of those magazine lips. So if you're looking on the video, there's the lips. There's where they end. I'm going to put my thumb right over the edge so it's lined up. So when I go to put the cartridge in the magazine with my other hand, I use the back side of the cartridge to line directly against my thumb tip. I push straight down and then in underneath the lips, and the round is held. I do that for all the other rounds as well. Now that that round's in there, I put my thumb on top of that round, push it down a little bit for a starter, get the other cartridge and put it on top of that one, push down and in, and there you go. Now on a high cap magazine, in the video you notice how it's sloping? Well, sometimes when I was telling you about those magazines with the pointy edges, sometimes they hurt when you're putting it in there. I would just get rid of it, get a whole new gun, get a 1911, you'll be happy, trust me. But if you don't, this is what you got. You got a magazine follower that has an angle. So once again, you're going to put your thumb up over the top like I told you. But now the first one's going to, instead of it going straight down, it's kind of going to go in on a side angle, just slightly. Goes in slightly on the side, underneath your thumb, underneath the lips, and then it's in. But now, it's just like the one that's a single stack. All you're going to do is put your thumb on top, and it's going to act just like the single stack did. One on top of the other. The magazine follower on the double wide one is a little weird. Once you get past that and you got the round sticking up on the top, you just put them down like a single stack mag. So that's how to load a mag. If you want to learn further, come to aaronsgunshop.com. Friday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. we have special opening to the public, or you can set yourself up with a class or seminars, and we can teach you all this stuff and become a very good and proficient shooter.
If you're planning a party for a wedding, birthday, anniversary, corporate event, or just to have fun, and you plan to serve alcohol, you need a bartender. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps bartending service is who you need to call. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps provides a complete portable bartending service. When you provide adult beverages to your guests, you want them served fast, correctly, and with flair. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps can do that for you. TABC certified, professional, and with a complete bar setup, Aaron's can help make your social event one to remember for a long time. Call Aaron's now at 254-482-0557 or email Aaron's at mail@aaronsnightcaps.com. Make Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps your first call and last call when you want a professional bartender for your next social or corporate event. Call 254-482-0557 or go to aaronsnightcaps.com. And that's powerful stuff. WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Coons, the owner of AMC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to AMC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. AMC Firearms, 254-983-4417. If you're planning a party for a wedding, birthday, anniversary, corporate event, or just to have fun, and you plan to serve alcohol, you need a bartender. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps bartending service is who you need to call. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps provides a complete portable bartending service. When you provide adult beverages to your guests, you want them served fast, correctly, and with flair. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps can do that for you. TABC certified, professional, and with a complete bar setup, Aaron's can help make your social event one to remember for a long time. Call Aaron's now at 254-482-0557 or email Aaron's at mail@aaronsnightcaps.com. Make Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps your first call and last call when you want a professional bartender for your next social or corporate event. Call 254-482-0557 or go to aaronsnightcaps.com. And that's powerful stuff.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's October 29, 2016. We're here live at the Bell County Expo Center at the Real Gun Show down in the arena area. I'm having a lot of fun here. A lot of people here, a lot of tables, a lot of guns, knives, accessories. You need to come and check it out. Plus, we've got the nightcap bartending service set up here, so you can check it out. If you're going to have a party, birthday, corporate event, you can check it out and see how it can enhance your party, make it look good, and serve drinks properly. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored and pleased to let you know that once again in studio, we have our very own voice of law enforcement. That's Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon. This guy is a plethora of information. He's been around the block multitudes of times, gleaned and gathered information, and he's going to share that with us now. And you need to just sit down, relax, and listen up, because the chief's got plenty of good stuff to say. So without further ado, Chief, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you in about 15 or 20, I guess.
Great. Sounds great, Matt. Thank you. And, you know, it's kind of strange. One time somebody told me I've been around the block more times than a ice cream truck. So that's a, I don't know if that's a compliment or if that's whatever, but yeah, with those years in and things I've seen, this has been a great experience to be able to talk to people and tell people about law enforcement and about how to take care of themselves. Today we're going to do something just a little bit out of the ordinary. I usually try to put something into people's minds and what everybody's listening about how to fix a problem, how to make your house secure, about your guns, whatever it may be. But this week we've had so many calls to the police department about personality conflicts between neighbors, between loved ones. Facebook has once again reared its ugly head. Even in my family this week, there was between my daughter-in-laws and me and everyone, there were some issues over some posts that were on Facebook. So it's a never-ending story, and that's one of the things that I hope we look at today, try to fix. What I'm going to talk about today is how to fix a conflict. Now, I've realized that many of you, as the case, are a very lucky individual. because we have seen so many times that little things can grow into big things. It may be your neighbor's parking in front of your house and you think that's your driveway or that's your own street to be able to park on, or some kids playing in the street when you're driving down. You know, things like that are all conflicts that sometimes have. But each one of us in our daily lives runs across situations of conflicts with our families, coworkers, neighbors, or loved ones. We all know that. There comes a time when we all need to learn how to fix these issues to prevent such a wedge between each other that no matter what is done, it can't be fixed. And that's the real sadness of it. Recently, a friend of mine sent me a sign to hang up in my office, folks, and listen to this sign. What that says is, a person can preach the Bible and gospel all day long, but if they don't live what they preach, then they are fools unto themselves. And I believe that is actually a takeoff of a verse of the Bible. You know, we can have people that come out to us and talk about the right things to do and the wrong things to do, but if they aren't exemplified in their everyday life, then what they're basically doing is being hypocrites with themselves. We need to fix our issues with our neighbors, our loved ones, because time is short. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know if we're going to wake up tomorrow, and that's a sad thing. People that go to bed at night mad at each other, things like that need to be fixed. And I realize that this is more philosophy than it is anything, but sometimes philosophical ideas are really what it takes to make the world a safer place. You know, I thought about this for some long, long time, knowing that each of us had conflict with someone in our lives, folks. Trouble is, much like a cancer, if we as citizens and humans won't fix the issues, then they continue to grow out of control. So what do we do? So we can choose to take them as something happening to us, or we can choose to navigate through them with the idea that each situation is presented to us as an opportunity. And think about that, an opportunity. A large majority of the calls which come into the Cameron Police Department every month, which usually is excess of 500 calls at least, involve people who are having a conflict with a person or with another person that either lives with them or is a neighbor around them. Many of them are civil in nature, which truthfully the police can't fix or shouldn't be expected to try to fix. Basically, in short, we can either choose to be a victim and look at the world as beating us down, or we can flip the idea around and see it is always working in our favor, which I prefer to do. Even the times that are tough become positive when we become grateful for opportunities that help us grow. When it comes to conflict between people, we could and should consider the following ideas to help us navigate through these situations and come out on the other end as a win-win situation for both parties. I know I prefer win-win instead of lose-lose any day. I've honestly found in most conflict, arguments and disagreements, there is a serious breakdown in simple communications. Oftentimes I work with people and I don't ask them, have you spoke to that person you're upset about? And sometimes they say, no, I haven't. I usually get a very aggressive response, saying they've tried, but no one's listening to me. You know, I've been through a lot of different programs, a lot of training programs in my career, and almost all of them deal with communications, how you say what you say when you say it. You know, there's ways to say everything. And when we say the wrong thing to our neighbor in an aggressive form, our neighbors are going to respond in kind. We've got to have that plethora of ability to simply understand that people are going to react to our reactions. As I probe deeper in this topic, and I think about this, I typically find the individual is upset because the person they're upset with will not change, so they themselves cannot feel better. We shouldn't have any ideas or thoughts that we can change people. People are going to be what they want to be, and you have to learn to deal with those situations. It's very interesting to watch what we've done. We think of ourselves as they. They is the question. They don't want to change. They don't want to do everything. Folks, we have to be individualistic. We have to learn to take care of ourselves. You know, if they would just stop and think and see how I'm feeling, we've often said, well, how about the way they're feeling? I could tell you in these scenarios, the person who is upset is also not listening to the person they're upset with either. Sometimes it's that breakdown of communications, as I said. As you can probably imagine, they're also not listening to themselves. Overall, they want the other person to see their point of view, but at the same time, they reject the other person's point of view. go home tonight with your loved one and tell that person, when she asks, do I look overweight in this particular dress? Every male, every common sense man is going to give the right answer to that. That's what we got to do with our neighbors. You can create a problem. You can cause a problem. You can cause a fight by simply saying the wrong thing. This leads me to think about somebody. I don't know how many of you ever heard of a man named Stephen Covey. He's basically in management writings and theory. And he wrote a book called Habits of Highly Successful People that I think everybody ought to read. It's not just people that are in management, but every human being ought to read that book because it gives you ideas on how to deal. One of the first tenets of that book says, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Basically, if you stop and listen, get still and listen to not only the other person's needs, but also to stop and get honest about what you are truly wanting, you'll be able to gain the clear perspective of everything that's involved. And sometimes we can't do that. We're so heck-bent on doing our own thing and making sure our opinions are heard that we don't listen to the other opinions. We all have faults of that, and sometimes we all need to understand that my opinion is no more greater than the opinion of another person. Oftentimes, we're just upset, and we are not thinking about what we're saying and not fully aware of what we're feeling. One slip of the tongue, one word said in anger, can create a problem that you can't come back from. It can't be returned. You can always apologize all day long and get forgiveness. But once something comes out of your mouth, over your lips, that's never forgotten by the person you said it to, no matter how much you apologize. One of the keys is to process your thoughts and understand them before you address them with other people. Typically, what I find is people allow things to build up and never really think about whatever is upsetting them. As they let their reactions build up and keep pushing the causes aside, that poison festers inside of them and leaves their mind to wander and think things that are just not true or completely distorted. We all have done that. This is why you should take some time to think about what it is that you're truly bothering in your mind, what is truly bothering you, and while you're at it, try to think about the other person's perspective. Because that's what they're doing. They're thinking about what bothers them. We're thinking about what bothers us. And somewhere in the middle, the twain must meet. Once you've processed what is going on within you, if you still feel like you need to talk about your feelings, then do so calmly, with a little bit of finesse. I can guarantee you, nothing comes from yelling at each other, another person, or telling them what they're doing wrong. I've seen so many family arguments over my 42 years, 43 years now, that when we go out on a domestic call, the first thing we have to do is we have to calm the people from yelling at each other. Trying to get them to stop yelling is one of the first tenets that we have to do. And I tell you, it's hard. It's extremely hard. If I can guarantee you nothing, once again, nothing comes from yelling at each other or telling them what they're doing wrong. That just doesn't work. If you spend your time speaking your truth by just addressing how many things another person is doing wrong, then I can tell you it will push on their ego, and most likely it won't be received well at all. I need to talk about something that, you know, you've been bothering me. And let me start by saying my emotions in this situation are about me, not about you. That's a good way to lead into it. A person's attention is the most important part of communications and understanding that helps you really break down and streamline conflict resolution. I know from the people that are listening right now, maybe last night, maybe this week, you've had conflict with someone and you're thinking, that person just grinds my gears, makes me angry, makes me mad. What can I do to fix that? Well, it comes a time that we need to look at ourselves first. This is because if you understand where someone is coming from, then you can look at your own reaction and assess whether you need to look within yourself or set a boundary with your friends. In other words, did they really intend to harm us, or did I misperceive their behavior towards me? Miscommunications. Are you a person who has the desire or need to have the last word all the time? That is some of our own problems. Everybody seems to think they have to have the last word. And when you have to have that last word, it's usually going to be the word that's going to set off the keg. If you begin by start thinking, well, they need to hear my perspective, and they're not listening to me, then it's probably because your desire to be accepted is based on fear and not love at all. If having the last word is about feeling like you've won the argument, then it shows you that you've used a wrong tenet or a wrong idea on what acceptance is. And it's probably codependency, to be honest with you. Everyone at some level simply wants others to receive their point of view openly. And when people in our lives refuse to accept us, it can cause us to go on the attack. I know it does me. I know it does almost all people. When we're attacked by whether it's a political entity, whether it's by a person, whether it's by our family, the first thing we do is we go on the defensive, because we know that if we don't, many times it's going to escalate. And it does escalate by simply having that thought and that idea. How do you fix that? Well, by going within and realizing we can't force another to accept us. We can only have patience. Develop the ability to be patient helps avoid the feeling of urgency that causes us to try and force others to accept our ideas. I know some of you are thinking about this and thinking about someone right now. If they only followed this, would they have the problems they're having? And I'm going to ask a favor of y'all. Now stop and take a moment to turn the reflection toward the process of conflict for yourself. In other words, our perspective on the conflict and how it makes us feel are the things that create emotional turbulence within our lives. We need to focus on ourselves. When we can heal the inner angst and give ourselves the best chance to resolve the conflict with another by not maintaining some type of a consciousness of reactivity. We don't always have to react. We don't always have to react, everybody. This helps us develop an appreciation for finding a mutually beneficial solution. And instead of trying to focus another to accept our terms, conditions, and perspectives, I know we have all heard this, but as our world changes and the dynamics of our relationships changes, our fear and our mind can lash out and try to fulfill the need to feel better by controlling our surroundings and by attempting to control others. There's only one person you need to control, and that's yourself. One person. Ultimately, the cause and solution to all conflict comes from the ability to empathize with others. You know, we have to have empathy. See things as they see things, and doing things that are going to honor them instead of come against them. Everybody has a right. We have free will. And if another person's desire is to cause harm to us, we can set a boundary that honors ourselves as well as that other person's. How do you do that? You stay away from them. They become a not a part of your life anymore. Folks, this is the basis of morality, ethics, and harmony, which is the goal of justice and the golden rule by having the ability to respect another's point of view completely. While at the same time, we need to assure that we don't harm others. Every person has a right to believe as they wish to believe in a free society, as long as it does not infringe upon others' rights or beliefs. That is so true right now, especially with in what 10 days we're going to have an election that's coming up. And in that 10 days, we've got people that we've heard everything under the sun that's been negative about our country, everything that's been negative about individuals. That's time that needs to be fixed. You know, this past week, I had a couple of people come into my office that were just hopping mad at their neighbors. One of them had something piled on their side of the fence. One of them had too many cars parked in front of their street. Folks, we can't fix everything. The police can't fix it. You can't fix it. We live in a free society, and unless it's a violation of the law, a direct violation of the law, you can't moralize what people do. You can't fix problems just because we don't like it. There's a lot of things in this world that I don't care for. I don't care for people that, blow smoke in my face. I don't care for people that injure children or injure animals. But you know what? Just because there's some people out there like that, unless they violate the law and we're able to build a case to violate the law, then I can't pass judgment on one individual person. That would be the same as racism. And we all know that racism in this world today, there is no place in this world for racism today. Now, with that being said, just a couple of other things I'd like to bring up real quickly. It has nothing to do with conflict resolution. I think we beat that horse to death, so to speak. But as some of you well know, Monday night is Halloween night. I want to ask that everybody out there, please do the best you can to take care of yourselves during that night. to make sure that you watch what you do, watch your children when they go trick-or-treating, supervise them, understand that they don't need to be out past curfew, they don't need to be out at nighttime. Watch over them and protect them. As some of you may know, tonight is the last night of the Crime Stoppers haunted house located downtown. I urge everybody to come out to that. It's a fun, wholesome family experience, if you call a haunted house a family experience, where you can enjoy yourselves for a little bit of nothing. You can have a good time, and it's something that your kids are going to enjoy, and you're not going to be in a place or in this environment that's negative for them. So with that being said, everybody, I wish everybody a great, great week. The playoffs start this next week. Let's root our favorite teams on to the playoffs. And until another time, I wish everybody good luck. And it's been my honor to be with y'all the last 4 or 5 months. And one day, hope it continues. Thanks a lot.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417. If you're planning a party for a wedding, birthday, anniversary, corporate event, or just to have fun, and you plan to serve alcohol, you need a bartender. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps Bartending Service is who you need to call. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps provides a complete portable bartending service. When you provide adult beverages to your guests, you want them served fast, correctly, and with flair. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps can do that for you. TABC certified, professional, and with a complete bar setup, Aaron's can help make your social event one to remember for a long time. Call Aaron's now at 254-482-0557 or email Aaron's at mail@aaronsnightcaps.com. Make Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps your first call and last call when you want a professional bartender for your next social or corporate event. Call 254-482-0557 or go to aaronsnightcaps.com.
Stuff.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're dead and don't get revived listening to AC/DC, my gosh, that'll put the life in any dead person. The good beat, love it. That's why we have it as our bumper music. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot going on here. We're at the Bell County Expo Center, the Real Gun Show. We're in the arena. Lots of people, lots of vendors, lots of product, lots of good stuff. I mean, if you want to hold on to your money, I guess don't come. You're going to be so tempted because there's so much good stuff here. It's going to be that a product here that you're looking to fit the niche that you've been missing, and it's here. There's just a lot of stuff. So come on out here with the arenas. When you come to the Expo Center, you're going to go all the way to the rear. The entry is to the rear at this time because all the different sections of the Expo Center are filled up with events, and we're down here in the arena, but you're going to enter through the back. We're avoiding people having to take the steps. So just come on down to the backside, enter there, and I believe it's $7 or $8 to get in, and it's well worth it. A lot of fun. Come out here to the booth, Aaron's Gun Shop booth. We've got our nightcap booth set up with the bar here. If you're having a party, birthday, corporate event, or you just want to have a get-together and you want somebody who can serve it professionally with flair, TAB certified, this is the place to come. It's got a great setup. It'd be a great enhancement to whatever party you're going to have. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to get over here a guest vendor. Is he coming over? Okay, he should be here soon. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop, skip, and jump over here to our WTF section, the What the F section. And I saw this, and this is a hot button with everybody at the moment. It's been in the news, and I'm trying to get it out of my folder here. It's being ornery. There we go. It's headlined, Obama administration, and many consumers will be down to just one insurer. The administration confirmed Monday. That's sure to stroke another Obamacare controversy days before a presidential election. Before taxpayer-provided subsidies, premiums for mid-level benchmark plan will increase an average of 25% across the 39 states served by the federally run online market, according to the report from the Department of Health and Human Services. Some states will see much bigger jumps, others less. Moreover, about 1 in 5 consumers will only have plans from a single insurer to pick from after major national carriers such as United Health Group, Humana, Aetna scaled back their roles. Consumers will be faced this year with not only big premium increases, but also with a declining number of insurers participating, and that will lead to tumultuous open enrollment period, said Larry Levitt, who tracks the health care law for the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation. Republicans pounced on the numbers as a warning that the insurance markets created by the 2010 health overhaul are teetering toward a death spiral. Sign-up season starts November 1st, about a week before national elections, in which the GOP remains committed to full repeal. The new numbers aren't too surprising, said Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican Utah, who chairs a committee that oversees the law. It does little to dispel the notion we are seeing the law implode at the expense of middle-class families. Donald Trump's presidential campaign also noted the news. This shows why the entire program must be repealed and replaced, spokesman Jason Miller said in a statement Monday evening. While Hillary Clinton wants to expand the failed program known as Obamacare, Mr. Trump knows the only way to fix our nation's failing health care system is complete and total reform. The last paragraph says, dwindling choice is another issue. The number of healthcare.gov insurers will drop from 232 this year to 167 in 2017, a loss of 28%. Now, check this out. Insurers are counted multiple times if they offer coverage in more than one state. So Aetna, for example, would count once in each state that it participated in. So what that's saying is, you're not going to have all these people to choose from. It may look like a big number, but it's the same person in all these different states. So you don't have anybody to go to. So that's a WTF moment right there. What they said wasn't going to happen has happened in spades. So, you know, November 8th, you got the power to make a change. So make sure you do what it takes to make this country great again, okay? And hopefully it'll all go in everybody's favor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a guest here. We have one of our vendors. Let's see, Mario, you got your... Can you hear me, Mario?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
All right, very good. I've got one of our vendors here. I've been doing business with Mario for quite a long time. He's got some awesome product, and I grabbed him over from his table. He's nice enough to come see me and say, customers, please stand by. I got to go on the radio. So, Mario, welcome.
Thank you.
To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. And, you know, we've been doing business for quite a while here, and I wanted to get you on because you got some great stuff. So why don't you tell us who you are, where you're from, what you got, and what you may have here today that some good deals that you can offer to the people.
Sure. Matt, once again, I appreciate you inviting me here to your radio station.
Hey, that's what I do, you know.
So we're here visiting Matt. We're at the Belton Center.
That's the Belton Expo Center.
Expo Center, yes.
In the arena area.
At the big dome. And we're out here selling Infinity knives, okay? We're with the Infinity OTF knives, which is a knife that's automatic. So you can use it with one hand, pop it open, pop it closed, all with one hand.
And now that's legal now, right?
Absolutely. You know, back in September of 2013, our ex-governor, Rick Perry, lifted the ban. Of course, not by himself, but, you know, all politicians.
Yeah.
You know about politicians and how that works.
Yeah, I just talked about it, yeah.
So,
this is a family show. We want to talk dirty stuff. Let's keep the politicians out.
So, yeah. And so what I'd like to talk about a little bit is our product. Infinity OTF knives are automatic. They are Cerakoted, which is a firearm coating that we put on the knives, so they're scratch resistant. They look really beautiful. Mm-hmm. We have all the different colors, even for the ladies, you know, the nice pinks and the Tiffany blues and the robin eggs.
Now, let me clarify something, though. The Cerakote is like a ceramic type of paint, right?
Absolutely. Okay. It's a ceramic paint, which gives it the luster and a really nice finish. And with that, it's scratch resistant, mm-hmm. and you're able to carry a knife around it. You don't have to worry about it looking really nasty, you know, from wearing it after a few months or a year.
Now, I want to make something clear, too. You've heard of Duracoat. Right, Duracoat.
Yes.
Now, Duracoat, I personally do not like Duracoat. Duracoat looks too rubbery, too plasticky, too fake. But Cerakote's nice.
Yes. I have a pamphlet here at the show, which is a pamphlet from Cerakote that actually states that Duracoat on the abrasion will start abrasion right at 641. Versus Cerakote, which is almost 7,000.
What do those numbers mean?
Okay, what those numbers mean, basically, like, if you was to get sandpaper and start sanding down on Duracoat, you would see the finish rub off of the Duracoat a lot sooner than you would the Cerakote. You follow what I'm saying?
I totally do what you're saying.
So
let's use that as a basic example. Let's say you got a gun that's got Cerakote on it and it's going in and out of your holster.
Yes.
That would be a great example of where the finish is being rubbed.
Exactly. So you get more wear resistance on a Cerakote finish than you would a regular powder coat finish that comes from a factory from, you know, gun manufacturers.
Right. It's even more durable than that. Yeah, that's
good.
Okay, so you got these on your knives. What kind of, you got the one-handed operated knives.
Yes.
OTF, what's that?
Okay, so OTF is an out-the-front abbreviation.
Oh, gosh, that was too freaking simple, man. Out-the-front,
yeah.
OTF. This high-tech OTF, out-the-front.
It's so cool, you
now,
know.
Now, it's different, though. We're not talking switchblade. We're talking where you got this, let's just picture a rectangle with mm-hmm. a blade inside the rectangle. You press the button, and it comes straight out from one of the short sides of the rectangle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's not your typical switchblade that, you know, back, you know, Grandpa used to have a push button, and it whips the blade from the side. You know, that's a true switchblade. The new switchblade is an OTF, which is a push button, or actually a slide button to the front. You slide it half an inch forward, it whips out the blade straight out the front.
And let's make a comment on that, too, because I've dealt with the other. There's a tendency for the blade to be weak because of its locking mechanism.
Right.
You can hyperextend backwards, right?
Right. Now, here's what we've done. They still have a safety feature, which means if it doesn't let it deploy and open up with a lock, basically, you're going to trigger the safety mechanism, which won't allow it to puncture through. You follow? So, basically, what I'm saying is if you slide the button forward to extract the knife blade, unless there's an obstacle holding it from opening it completely up, then it's going to trigger the safety, which will, then again, will not puncture through. So
wait a minute. Let's clarify this. Let's just say, for example, God forbid, in a self-defense scenario, I put this thing up to you and I push the button. It's not going to go.
It's going to give you maybe a small little cut, but it's not going to puncture.
So it has to fully engage.
In other words, when it clicks open, that click is the locking mechanism that kicks in, which our guarantee will allow you to punch through your car hood 20 times without breaking our blade or popping a spring.
And we all know we want to do that.
That's right. For all you ex-wives out there.
Okay, yeah. What's that song? Scratched her initials in the leather seat.
Yep.
Okay, so you've got these kind of knives, and I saw on the table over there, you got a wide variety of different knives. Or they're the same basic style, but different
we
colors.
Have large and small. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We do have all the colors that you can see, at least 40 different colors in stock. Out here at the Belton Center.
Can you give a price range?
Absolutely. Our prices start off at $69 and go up all the way to $189. Wow. There's some medium and small sizes. What I suggest if you come out here to the show and visit me at the table and say you've heard us on this radio talk radio, we will give you a super sweet deal. There's a discount going on.
That's fantastic. You see the benefits of listening to me? My gosh, you get a discount on a great knife. But give me an idea, though, Mario. What makes a $69 knife to a $140 knife?
Okay, so a lot of people do not like to carry a big, let's say, for instance, a big knife, big heavy knife. They want something small, like an EDC, which is an everyday carry knife. So a 2.5-inch knife that you can pocket it and not worry about it being heavy and dragging your pants down every day would be probably the knife for you if you're looking for something to carry every day. Now, the bigger knives is something like a little bit more extravagant, you know, like for a hunter or somebody that wants to have a knife and say, hey, check this out. The wow factor of seeing a big knife and a big blade whip out, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, okay. we can go so many directions with that one. Okay. Now.
No comment.
Okay. What else do you got on your table? And first of all, before I screw this up, tell everybody how, if they don't come here, how they can get a hold of you via the internet.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So there's two websites you can go to, which is InfinityOTF.com. And, of course, our company who started the whole business back 17 years ago was AlotOfStock.com.
That's right, yeah.
AlotOfStock.com.
God, I've known you that long. Jeez. All right.
So, and we carry military equipment. So you can find parts for AK-47s, AR-15s, and just about any part for your rifle.
Now, you normally have a huge island here. Today, you're a little bit more portable. You carry tons of stuff.
And here's the thing is that we've kind of stretched ourselves open because now we're doing multiple shows, and it's not like that we finally found what works for us. Instead of coming in and trying to take over the show and having 25 tables full of, you know, stuff that doesn't really sell, we kind of pinpointed on what really works for us and what sells and what the people are really asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So we've divided our three different units, you know, like we have a show in right now going on in High Caliber Conroe show.
Okay.
And then, of course, this show here in Belton, and there's another one in Dallas, which is the Rodale Hall. You can go to any one of those places right now and see us there. And we'll be able to carry and supply you with any of the AR equipment that you need or AK equipment, slings, mags, all the parts that you need and goodies.
I want to talk about that in just a second, but I noticed you've got a box here. Did you want to talk about one particular knife in general?
Yes. So if you come to the show and you ask for the Infinity OTF.
Why don't you pull it?
Well, this one, this box right here, it's an empty box. So, but you can come to our table and ask for the Infinity OTF VG10 Aviation Aluminum T6 handle.
Just tell him, hey, where's that guy Mario? I heard him on the radio. He's got something wild going on.
This is the best blade and handle out in the market. If you see this knife weighs literally nothing. It weighs ounces, okay? It's a big knife. It is 6 inches long by 1 inch wide.
Is that when it's fully engaged?
No. This is closed.
Okay.
When it's opened, it's 9.75 inches wide. I mean, you know, long.
Yes, sir.
And 1 inch wide. And the blade, we carry Tonto blades with serrations, and they're VG10. VG10 meaning it's one of the best blades out in the market, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit hard to sharpen, but once it's sharp, it stays sharp forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, this guy knows what he's doing. I've been around too long. Not only is his customer service fantastic, his products are great, but let me ask you a question. I may be putting you on the spot on this one.
That's all right.
Do you know the legalities, the length of blades?
Yes. Here in the state of Texas, the legality for an automatic knife is 5.5 inches, and anything below that is fine. Anything over 5.5 is you're going to pick up a felony case.
Is that just with a folding knife, fixed blade knife, double edged blade knife? Talk to us about daggers and all that kind of stuff.
Now that's according to the automatics. We carry nothing but automatic knives. Okay, so when it comes to automatics, yes, your 5.5 inches is the longest automatic knife length you can have.
But I guess that would go with the same thing with a lock blade too, right? Or is that different?
Well, as far as lock blade and gravities, you know, don't put me on a spot. You know, as far as legality,
I'm just wondering these types of any type of knife that is a one that you can put on your person. I'm just wondering, does that apply, the 5.5 inch blade apply to basically folders, automatics? I'm just wondering if you might know that.
No, just automatics. If you ask me about automatics, I can tell you everything else. Well, other than that, I would like to just mention also that the Infinity OTF knife is a lifetime warranty. You go out there and you misuse the knife, say you accidentally break the blade, you know, having to crawl out of a, you know, closet that you locked yourself into. Mm-hmm. It's lifetime warranty. You break the blade, we'll replace the blade for you free.
Wow.
Free of charge.
Good. That's good. That's good to know. I do a lot of guns with a certain wholesaler who has a guarantee. Anything goes wrong with it, it's like almost a perpetually new gun. So when you buy it, even though you may be using it, if for some type of defect happens, you can replace the gun. It might the way I do it with a wholesaler, it might cost you $10 to ship it. But you're saying for them to send the knife to you, is there a charge that way too?
Well, they can send the knife to us, you know, by mailing it, which is probably the most affordable way of doing it.
Uh-huh.
But we'll mail it back to them, so free of charge.
Oh, that's fantastic. See, I told you, everybody, it's great customer service here. Now, let's jump over to another aspect of it with all your AR stuff, because I know I've bought a lot of stuff from you. Tell me about the slings. A lot of people have asked me about slings. Now, there are the different slings where they've got all these freaking straps around and people think they're great. I'm thinking, you've never been in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the bush and you've got all these straps, you're going to be stuck big time when it comes to these vines and branches. You got an awesome sling over there, maybe a couple of variants of it. Why don't you tell us about the slings, because a lot of people are looking for those.
Okay. Matt, let me tell you. I don't know where the sling started just launching off with the 2-point, 3-point, 5-point, 10-point. Where does it stop? You know, before you know it, you know, you're wearing this cloak, you know, holding up your weapon. I recommend either a 1-point or 2-point. More than that, it's just really ridiculous.
But what's nice is the ones you got that I'm talking about is it goes from a 1-point to 2-point.
1 to 2, absolutely. It's fully adjustable sling that you don't have to thumb through and waste your time. There's a thumb loop that absolutely, you know, rocks. You can just loosen it up, tighten it up with just one pull, and you're fully adjusted to the to your liking automatically.
And ladies and gentlemen, when I was walking by Mario one time at a show, he had the sling on, and as soon as I saw it, he sees me coming up, puts his thumb in the loop, up and down. I got sold. I got it, because I knew how valuable of a sling that type of sling was. And they've also got, talk about the push button and the lock mechanisms on your slings.
Okay, so the push buttons are completely what they call quick disconnects.
Right.
So if you are in a bush, like Matt said, and you get trampled up with or get caught up with one of the bush, you don't have to take your weapon completely off of yourself. You can just push a button, release, and put it right back on your weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's probably the easiest way to remove and get yourself out of a...
Swivel's 360 degrees.
Yes, there's a swivel there.
Now, I love the thing I always have, because I'm an idiot, I always have it to my sling. I got to pop it and coil it, and I'm done. But that's what's nice about the push-button aspect of it. You just straighten out your sling real quick.
Yes.
Then you got the other one that's got the locks. Because a lot of times I see these other types of slings that have this spring mechanism to open up the locking device, and I'm always worried if it gets bumped, it's going to open up when I don't want it to.
Yes.
But you've got this sling, same concept, but talk about the locking mechanism.
Okay, that's really simple, Matt. So the locking mechanism is built into the QD, which is your quick disconnect, which once you press that locking mechanism, it locks it completely. In other words, there's really nothing that's going to be able to drop your weapon. You can go through the bushes, you can push that button, it's not going to unlock itself. So that's a really nice feature to have, especially when your weapon's a high-dollar weapon. That's one thing I want to recommend also, is to buy a nice sling from me. These slings are Cordura material. If you was to tie your truck and pull somebody out of the ditch, you can probably do it with this sling.
Wow.
Okay? You don't want to buy a cheap sling for 10 yeah. bucks and carry a $3,000 weapon and then have it fall on you.
I've had that happen.
Yes.
Back
yes.
in the day, man, I've had it happen.
Your stomach will turn inside
like,
out.
Oh, no. Do I have to re-zero? Man, I'm just worried about it. All right. The one aspect of the sling we didn't talk about, though, was how do you convert it from a 2-point to a 1-point? It's real simple, but can you explain?
Oh, absolutely. So from 2-point to 1-point, there is a like a donut wheel in the middle, which allows you to connect to, which brings the 2-point to a 1-point.
So you're going to kind of loop the one end to almost the middle of the
sling. Of the sling where the little donut hole is, and it allows you to transition from 2-point to 1-point. And the 1-point is really nice if you're a tactical fella or gal. It's really nice to go through and be able to walk with this position when you're going out actually testing your weapons.
Well, let's go one step further, because I've had segments on my show where I talked about the sling adapters. And I know you got those too, and you got a few different types of sling adapters. Since you're talking about the sling and you're going to go 1-point to 2-point, why don't you explain a little bit about what you got on those different variations?
Okay, absolutely. So we carry 3-4 different types of variation sling adapters, and it's all about what's the comfortability of your tactical position on your weapon, the way you carry it. And so with the different parts that we carry, it actually helps you perform if you are more comfortable with your weapon being in a certain position. And in order to get it in that position, you need different slings, different types of slings, different parts, different the mechanisms to get to that point. And we have all those parts in stock here mm-hmm. to get you to that point.
Okay. Now, we're at the Bell County Expo Center. We're in the arena area of the Expo Center. Mario, what you got the green flag with the black trim almost in the center of the floor. You got your table there. Before we close this up, give me a rundown of some of the things that people can see on your table. We've already talked about the knives and the slings and the adapters. What else do you want to talk about? Then tell us about how they can get in touch with you if they can't make it here, and we'll go from there.
Okay, absolutely. So what we brought today we brought stun guns, okay, and there's a few different variations of stun guns. Of course, Nightcore flashlights.
Wait, let's clarify on your stun gun. Is that the one that shoots the electrodes, or are we talking like a zap stick?
Like a zap stick, but these are a lot smaller. I carry my wife carries a mini stun gun for her protection.
Keep you in check, right?
Well, yes. did you get up this morning? What do you mean if I got up this morning? You know, she's like, she's always on my case. So now that she's got a stun gun, I feel a little bit more intimidated. So, honey, did you cut the yard? Yes, I did cut the yard.
Yes, I did. No zap stick.
Okay. So, yes, we do have a few different styles, okay? And we do have one that looks like a flashlight stun gun built in one.
I just heard one, yeah.
Yes, that's her over there. I think she's calling me right
now. I'm calling you, Mario. Where are you at?
So apart from the stun guns, we do carry Nightcore flashlights, which are very powerful tactical flashlights. And then on top of that, we do have a few other things that are that you can come by and check out that has to do with military equipment.
Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize enough. Mario's a great guy to deal with, great customer service, great products. Mario, tell us again how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, okay. So the easiest way to get in contact with us would be alotastock.com. And you spell that A-L-O-T-A. S-T-O-C-K.
Like a lot of.
Yeah, a lot of. A lot of people get confused thinking it's a lot of stock, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of, you know, with an A.
You got to be hip, man, when you say
yes.
A lot of stock.
Absolutely. You know, who would have thought this, you know, 17 years ago, you know, I mean, just like, oh, you know what? What's the name of the company? Why don't we just call it a lot of stock? Because we had a bunch of stuff to start off a gun show
with. That's your competition. A bunch of stuff is your competition. A lot of stock is you.
Exactly.
Okay. How do you like my bar set up here?
Oh, this is great. You know, I mean, I'm looking at it, and I'm kind of feeling something like this in the backyard, you know?
Well, you just give me a call, and we'll set you up. You have a party and all that kind of stuff,
absolutely.
Call me and we'll check it out.
Absolutely. And I'm talking about this setup that you have here. I mean, it's totally unique. I mean, it looks urban, and then it's, you know, rustic, and it's futuristic because, you know, it's got the modern day equipment here for the bartending, but it's got the rustic view of the wood along with the metal. So it's a really nice bar. And
I did not pay him to say that, ladies and gentlemen. And you should see when it gets dark. I put the lights on. Oh, man, it's all psychedelic lights. The whole works.
Wow. Cool. You know, I think I can get the neighbors to come over and spend a little money with me, you know?
Okay. Well, listen, Mario, fantastic to have you on. Thank you very much for
Thank
coming
you,
on.
Matt.
And ladies
Appreciate
and gentlemen,
it.
Please come. When you come to the Expo Center, make sure you check Mario out. He's got some great, awesome stuff. And once again, thanks a lot, buddy. Talk to you soon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wind it down here pretty quick. Trey, why don't you get ready? We're going to probably cut it short a little bit. I'm just going to recap a few things. And on November 12th, Saturday, 2 o'clock, we're going to have a license to carry class at the shop there in Cameron. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the license to carry page if you want to sign up for that. That's $60 for the class. Anybody who has a license now, I can't recommend it enough. Take a refresher course. I'll cut you a discount. I'll give it to you for $40, okay? You can participate in that new class as well. You do some shooting, go over the laws again, all the things that are just probably good for you to refresh your memory with. And that's going to be November 12th, Saturday at 2 o'clock. Also, every second Friday of the month, we have our pistol competitions, which are a heck of a lot of fun. Depending on how many people will determine what kind of prize it is. It's most of the time it's a handgun of some sort. And also, third Friday of the month is ladies' night. Ladies come in and shoot for free. And we'd love to have you ladies there to take care of y'all. And just so much more going on. So check out the website at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. And just, you know, if you've got any questions or that. And don't forget, check out Aaron's nightcaps.com if you have some type of party, corporate event, birthday, wedding. We've got a complete mobile bartending setup here. It's pretty nice, and I think you'll like it. So give me a call. I'll give you some details on that. But other than that, I'll tell you what, we're going to wrap it up early. Come to the Bell County Expo Center. We're in the arena area of the Bell County Expo Center. Lots of guns, knives, accessories. Don't forget to check out Mario. He's probably in the center of the floor. He's got the big green flag. You can't miss it when you walk in. And other than that, ladies and gentlemen, as always, look, remember, things change at a moment's notice. So always be prepared for that change. You never know. Some things may be here today. Some things may be gone tomorrow. So just appreciate what you got at the moment. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, keep your powder dry, and God bless.